Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is a Monday afternoon. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you had a great weekend. Thank you for being with us on this Monday afternoon. Yeah, it was a busy weekend. I kind of had a laid-back weekend. I didn't do Jazz Fest this weekend. I'm going to do Jazz Fest next weekend. But, man, if you were at a Jazz Fest or the Plaquemines Seafood Festival, or there was a big concert with Bret Michaels and others on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, there was just a lot going on in general. So, you know, if you're someone who had a really busy weekend, sometimes when I have those really busy weekends, I kind of look forward to Monday so I can kind of, you know, just get back into the work mode and relax just a little bit. But look, the other thing is, you know, it's a partly cloudy. It's a hot Monday. It seems like we kind of missed springtime and went right into summertime. It's going to be warm all week, and you just heard in the forecast a chance of showers coming later in the week, but then the weekend looks like it's going to be really nice. So let's see, where do we go? Well, the Saints draft, we're going to be talking about that this afternoon. I think the Saints did really well. I'm excited about the Saints. I'm excited about some of their picks. I went to Hooters Friday to hang out with them and watch them talk about the pick that took place in the second round. And you know, once again, just you know, one thing that I love at Hooters. I mean, personally, I think I'm kind of losing my ability to tolerate really spicy foods. And I kind of hate that, but I got the steamed shrimp, and I loved them, but they were just a little too spicy. But you know, they kind of butterfly them, they slice them so the vein isn't there, because you know I gotta when it's boiled shrimp, I gotta move that vein out. I mean, I know it's been cooked, but I know what it is, and I don't want to eat it. So you know, I kind of try to devein them as best I can. But yeah, at Hooters, the shrimp are great. I generally don't eat fried food, so there's a lot of other things to get there. I loved them, but maybe just a little spicy. But anyway, thanks to everybody at Hooters for hosting us there. It was a nice time. Zurich Classic turned out to be nice. I know there was about a 90-minute rain delay. But other than that, I think it was another exciting tournament. And, you know, this afternoon, if you have anything to say about the first weekend of Jazz Fest, please feel free to share your comments with us. Any problems? Did everything work out okay? Was it a typical Jazz Fest where, you know, you just have to find a spot and do the best you can to maintain that spot? If you do this, please understand, I'm not being critical of you at all. It's just not my thing. I don't know how you go and set out a spot. Now, I've never tried this, so maybe I would actually like it. And now that I'm talking about it, maybe I should try it sometime. I have never done this myself or been with a group that did this, where you go at the very beginning and you set out your blanket, you set out your chairs, you've got your territory in front of the stage. And you basically stay there all day. I mean, you get up and you wander around, but you basically stay there all day. I've never done that. And, you know, now that I actually think about it, it might be kind of relaxing, you know, to have that home base. I mean, sometimes in the Miller Lite tent, but it might be nice to have that space in front of the stage. And, you know, you've got your friends and you've got your blanket, you've got your chairs, you've got your beverages, you've got your stuff there. And then you can, you know, get up and walk and go around and get what you want and then go back to your main base. So I don't know, you know, maybe I should try that sometime. But, you know, I just kind of continuously walk around and go to the stages I want to go to and then stand there for a while and see who I want to see and then go stand somewhere else. But, you know, basically I'm either walking or standing the whole time. Sometimes it's good to go in, especially when it's hot. It's good to go in the fairgrounds, in the building, and use the restroom there or just get a breath of air conditioning for a few minutes. All right. But, you know, look, I remind you that, you know, if you had a busy weekend, you're kind of bummed out because it's Monday. Look, I'm going to remind you that this week is going to fly by. Time flies by, man. We got to enjoy every day we have. And if you're doing well, enjoy this day. Don't have a negative attitude on Monday because positive attitudes breed positive things. And so you don't want to waste a Monday by just going through Monday. It's Monday. This sucks. I hate Monday. Look, I get it. But try to have a positive attitude today because it's going to be Friday before you know it. All right. So as I said, we'll talk about the Saints draft. We'll talk about a number of things. I am so happy that the Lakers are losing. You know, the Pelicans are not in the playoffs, so, you know, it's disappointing, but I am for any team that plays the Lakers. And now the Lakers are down to the Timberwolves 3-1. And the Lakers lost yesterday 116-113. I love it. I don't know what it is about that team. Maybe because Anthony Davis went there. Maybe because it's just the attitude. I mean, I have great respect for LeBron James. But in general, I hate the Lakers. And I want any team they play to win. And I hope they are totally eliminated. They're down 3-1. But if any team can come back, I mean, they've got to win, what, 4 games in a row? I mean, look, you can't count them out. They can do it, but they're down. I'm happy about that. Let's see. What else is going on? You know, I have to give President Trump credit for what he's doing in terms of trying to end the war in Ukraine. Now, I knew he wasn't going to end the war day one. He said during the campaign he was. Now he says, well, I didn't really mean it. Well, I have a hard time understanding what Trump means and what he doesn't mean. But I really applaud him for kind of standing up to Vladimir Putin and now saying that he doesn't think Vladimir Putin really has a desire for peace. And I would agree with President Trump. Vladimir Putin doesn't want to end this unless he can win it. And I hope that Donald Trump stands firm and doesn't allow him to win, doesn't try to broker a deal to where Vladimir Putin wins and Ukraine loses. And it seems like Donald Trump is now giving Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, a chance. And they met. They had a chair-to-chair meeting at the Pope's funeral over the weekend. And so I don't know. And Trump's disappointment with the Russian attack on Kyiv recently and killing innocent people. I applaud Donald Trump for condemning Vladimir Putin and for talking about how he doesn't want peace or doesn't seem like he wants peace. And I commend President Trump for condemning the continued Russian violence against Ukraine. So, I mean, mark your calendar. You know, I do say positive things about Donald Trump, and there is a perfect example. Let's see, what else? Bobby Hebert thinks the Saints have drafted the starting quarterback for the 2025 season. And wouldn't that be cool? We're going to talk to Jeff Nowak about that and about the Saints draft coming up. Also, of 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley kind of went on a rant against 60 Minutes and the CBS network for kind of backing down to Donald Trump. And he says that they shouldn't do that. And I agree. I think the media needs to stand up to Donald Trump and let Donald Trump go to court. And if Donald Trump wants to challenge freedom of speech in the media, then let this go to court and let the American people see that Donald Trump is trying to threaten freedom of speech in the media. So I would agree. The media just needs to stand up to Donald Trump and let this play out. Also, I don't know what the hell is going on, but there have been a couple of incidents in the last few days when people have either exposed themselves or in two cases where women got totally naked on airline flights. I mean, they took all their clothes off, everything, and they danced in the aisles. Where are these flights when I want them? I mean, that's good in-flight. No, it's not good in-flight entertainment. And, you know, there might be kids on the plane. And you know, a lot of people, I'll tell you this, a lot of people who are quick to take their clothes off are the people who really shouldn't take their clothes off. You know, the people who have really great bodies, who maybe you want to take their clothes off, they keep their clothes on. A lot of people who shouldn't take their clothes off, they're quick to take them off. I mean, I don't want to see that. Because, you know, you can't unsee something. I mean, once you see it, you have seen it. And you can try to forget it. But when you try to forget it, you actually think about it. And I have to admit, I talked about it last week. I am obsessed with this relationship between Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus. Elizabeth Hurley, the babe from the Austin Powers movies, the British babe, she is, her British accent, her body, her looks, I mean, she is so classy. And he's Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't know. I don't see them together. I'm obsessed with this, and they're releasing more pictures of their relationship, and there are people saying they're close to marriage. I have to admit, I am obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it because I just don't think it should happen. But who am I to say? All right, if you want to join us with a comment, anything you want to talk about this afternoon or anything we talk about, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian has business in the office today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
I'm sorry I missed you Friday. I was at Hooters for a little while, too, hanging out with the guys.
Were you? Yeah, missed you.
I was there for like about 2 or 3 hours. I only had like 2 beers, so I must have left right before you came.
Well, yeah, you didn't want to keep drinking, so you left.
Yeah. No, the weather started getting bad, so I was like, let me get to the West Bank.
You know, I got there late. I had some errands to run earlier in the day, so I guess I got there around 9 o'clock or so.
Oh, yeah, I was long gone by then. I was probably
in bed. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, it was cool. It was nice being out there. I think it's really sad because, you know, I mean, Hooters, you know, they might be having some financial issues, but, you know, I mean, they still have money. I mean, why can't they afford to buy the girls shorts that actually fit them? Because all the shorts seem to be too small because they got cheeks hanging out the back. Wouldn't you think they could afford to buy them shorts that fit them?
Maybe they're slow on tips. I know I tip really well, so hopefully they can use that to get some extra linen or whatever it is that they need.
Yeah, maybe so, because I every time I go there, I'm thinking, when are they going to buy these girls shorts that fit them? A little too short.
Me and my friend was talking about this when I told him that I went to Hooters. You know, Hooters is my favorite restaurant, by the way, but I find that the more that I've been going, it's less about the waitresses and more about the food. Like, I was more excited for the spicy garlic wings. And that was like the first time because he asked me, well, how was it, Tanner? How did the waitress look? And I recall, you know what? I wasn't really paying that much attention to him.
You know, I agree with you. See, I always went for the food. I don't mind the scenery. I don't mind it, but I don't go for the scenery because, I mean, you know, those girls, I mean, they're not, you know, guys think they're going to like, you know, hit on them and go home with a Hooters waitress. I mean, I guess in some cases that happens if you're like a really good looking guy. But I don't think that happens very often. So, you know, I've always gone for the food. And the steamed shrimp have always been my favorite. Steamed shrimp and a side salad. And I just think it's really good. Although I have to admit, they were a little spicy for me this past Friday. But, you know, I do enjoy that. But, you know, look, we really have quite a team in sports. And they do such a great job. They did a great job announcing the draft analyzing the draft, and they have a great chemistry, all of the guys with the WWL sports team, and it's really fun to listen to them, and it's actually, when they're out on location, it's fun to watch them do what they do. You know, it's watching what's on the radio happening, and it's, I find that to be a lot of fun. All right, so you had a good weekend.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
I had a great Friday. Saturday was pretty cool. We did more draft stuff. And then Sunday was LSU baseball. So we got to watch LSU beat the little Tennessee guys, you know, 2-1 series. I mean, out of three series.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. All right. A lot to get to this afternoon. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, and we'll talk a little bit about the Saints draft. We'll talk about this quarterback. Also, there is some sad news about Derek Carr, but we do also have to talk about Derek Carr with or without the Saints, and we don't know what's going on there. We'll get the latest from Jeff Nowak. But, you know, I want to be sensitive about this because apparently Derek Carr's wife had a miscarriage. And, you know, that is just such a devastating thing to happen. I don't know where she was in the pregnancy, but, you know, to have a miscarriage is just so hard on the mother, and it can be hard on the father, too. You know, you've got this baby on the way, you're expecting this baby, and, well, for whatever reason, God didn't want it to happen. And Derek Carr is a very religious person, so I'm assuming that he would look at this as, for whatever reason, God did not want this to happen, at least not right now. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So this quarterback from Louisville, so is this the guy who's going to be the starting quarterback? Well, apparently the Saints want him, and Bobby Hebert is so high on him. Even though Bobby Hebert maybe thought Aaron Rodgers was going to come here, he's high on this quarterback from Louisville. We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Monday afternoon on WWL. All right, does he really have something special? Have the Saints drafted the
going on?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Starting quarterback for 2025. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's talk about the Saints draft with Saints sideline reporter and part of the WWL sports team, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good. So, look, this guy seems like, as Bobby Hebert likes to put it, he's a stud. Tyler Shough. I mean, you look at his name. It's spelled S-H-O-U-G-H. That doesn't look like it would be pronounced Shuck.
No, it took me until a while into the draft process. I don't watch a lot of Louisville football before I started saying it correctly, right? You know, he explained it. I think it's Gaelic or Celtic, and it's, you know, there's a few definitions. If you look up what Shuck means in that spelling, there's like one that's like, oh, it's a little shaggy dog, or another is that it's kind of a ditch with water in it, which I kind of feel like the image makes sense. But you know, he's a good sport about it. You know, he talked about how, you know, early in his playing career, he was like, oh, maybe I'll just change it and have it spelled the way it sounds. But he changed his mind.
It looks like it should be pronounced show.
Yeah, show or
show, but it's Shuck. And look, we're familiar with the word Shuck in this part of the country.
I mean, the puns write themselves. It's kind of, actually kind of, I think it's, there's a chance it becomes kind of an inside joke where like, oh, shucks, and you spell it that way, or, you know, shuck it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people have, there's been a lot of criticism around this pick. People say it's a reach. I don't think a lot of people are super familiar with Kyler. And I think if you talked to a few people last week, they would have pronounced it Xiao. That's the level of, you know, interest people had in this player in the pre-draft process, just in terms of paying attention to who he was, what his skill set is. And I think as we go and as people kind of see him and watch him operate, there'll be a lot more appreciation for his skill set. You know, people have kind of hinged on, oh, he's older, he's 25 years old, he spent 7 years in college, he had multiple season-ending injuries, and that's kind of where the analysis ends for a lot of people. But when you really watch it, you know, you look at him play, he's 6'5", he's got a good, not great arm. There's been better arms out there, but he can make all the throws. You know, he's got a really good way of navigating pressure. You know, he Joe Burrow is a player that I always appreciated when he rolls out of the pocket. You watch him play. He never loses his kind of ability to throw. Like, he's always got his shoulders squared. He's always got two hands on the ball. He's running like a quarterback, not a runner. And when you do that, you're able to release the ball quickly. You're able to identify someone as you're extending a play and get the ball out. And being able to do that quickly is critical, because those are the instances where if you're on time, you can make a huge play as you're scrambling. If you're late, it can be a huge turnover. It can be a terrible result. And so I like his ability to do that. He's a guy who can, you know, we've spent decades watching guys stand on their tippy toes trying to see over the line of scrimmage. You know, yeah. We'll finally have a quarterback to watch that. if they move Trevor Penning to guard, right? One of the reasons you don't want a 6'8 guard is because the quarterback's not going to be able to see over him. Well, this guy won't have that problem. So it does open up some options there. I like the pick. I was on him. He was my mock draft pick when he put it out there in the week leading up to the draft. I actually had the Saints trading up to go get him at maybe number 32. They didn't have to do that. They got him at 40. So, you know, if it sounds like I'm okay with the pick, it's because I am. I was hoping they would bring this guy in. I had him as the second best QB in the draft. A lot of people did. I know the Saints did. I think he's going to be a fun guy to watch. I'm interested to see, you know, how he goes out there in camp. We'll see him at rookie minicamp next month in May, and we'll see how it goes. But I think people are going to, you know, as folks watch him a little bit more, they'll start to appreciate his game.
Can he run?
Yes, actually. You know, it's interesting because he had those significant injuries, right? He had a broken collarbone. Then he took another hit and he kind of re-injured the same collarbone. In another season, he got kind of a hip drop tackle on him and he broke his fibula, right? He ended up going to Louisville from Texas Tech. The Texas Tech offense, they had him running a lot of QB power. You know, he's taken hits a lot more. Even at Oregon, he was running a lot more. He went to Louisville in Jeff Brohm's kind of pro-style offense, and they wanted him to be more of a pocket passer, and I think he wanted to stay healthy, so he was okay with that, and he did. He stayed healthy through all the games. He didn't scramble as much. There weren't as many designed runs. But, no, he's one of the more athletic quarterbacks in this year's class. He ran a 4.6 40 at the combine. If you go back to his Oregon days, you'll find a lot of really impressive runs, but the Saints have to be careful with that, right? Like, one of the reasons you don't want your quarterback getting out there and running all the time is because he gets hurt. So, no, I think that it'll be interesting to see how they use that skill set. But he can definitely get out and make plays with his legs.
You know, 25 years old, he is going to be more mature. And, you know, he still could have many, many years with the Saints. So, you know, another thing, you know, any player drafted from BYU is older because, you know, the Mormons, they take a year or two off to do service. So, you know, the players on the BYU Cougars, they're older than other football players because they take that year or two off.
Yeah, and, you know, I think at other positions it would be more of an issue. I actually asked Kellen Moore about this, and that's basically what he said. At the quarterback position, you know, that extra time in college is not going to be viewed as a negative. It's going to be viewed as a positive. You look at someone like Bo Nix, who had a long college career and showed up in Denver and was able to run Sean Payton's offense from day one. Jaden Daniels had a long college career, came into the league a little later. Michael Penix in Atlanta came into the league at like 23, 24, right? And so you're talking about one more year, and but what is the difference really? you know, you end your first contract at 30 instead of 28. Like, is that really significant? Or is it, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill? I would argue it's the latter. So, you know, he's learned three offenses. He's going to show up on day one and be able to play. And I think, you know, you look at that as, hey, if you can get a week one starter instead of a guy that you have to sit for 2-3 years, have him learn how to be an NFL quarterback, you have a guy who comes in with pro-ready traits. That's a good thing. So, you know, I think they're looking at it and saying, hey, and this is how I look at it. If by the time his age actually becomes an issue, you're talking 6 to 8 years down the road, at which point he's still your quarterback 6 to 8 years down the road, then this was a good draft pick. So I don't see it as a problem, more so than just a talking point for people who want to come up with a quick and catchy way to downplay his abilities as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, Jeff, there's things to be critical about, don't get me wrong, but that's not one of them.
You think Spencer Rattler will give him an honest challenge for the starting position?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Spencer's a competitive guy. What's working against Spencer is he was drafted by the old regime, so he's not going to have kind of that built-in confidence from the guys in the room. Like, Kellen Moore, the reason the Saints have Tyler Shuck on the roster is because all the quarterbacks on that coaching staff, and there are many of them, evaluated this guy. They like this guy. They brought this guy in. He's Kellen Moore's quarterback. That said, if he's not ready to go, and Spencer Rattler is, you go with Spencer Rattler. Derek Carr is going to be part of this equation too. We'll see how that develops in terms of his shoulder injury. But no, I mean, that's got to be a competition throughout camp. I don't think anyone in the locker room benefits from a quarterback being brought in and just being handed the keys to the job. You gotta earn it. The veterans in that room understand that. The players in that room understand. The young players in that room understand that. And goes out there and Tyler Shuck is not the better quarterback throughout camp. I think you do go with Rattler.
Yeah, that was one of the problems that I had with the relationship between Derek Carr and Dennis Allen. It seemed like Derek Carr was just automatically going to be the starter no matter what. So let's talk about Derek Carr. You've written a lot about him. You've got an article on our website about Derek Carr. And, you know, it's a very sensitive time for Derek Carr. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife and with him. They have suffered a miscarriage. And since he's a religious guy, I would think that he is thinking that this is God's plan for right now. He just did not want this to happen at this moment.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with Derek's situation, and we're really only kind of scratching the surface of it. As you mentioned, you know, he spoke at a church service in Las Vegas. You know, it's a place he's spoken before. It was an hour-long sermon, and he revealed a lot of this information. Talked about, you know, lies that had been spread. And yeah, one of the things he did talk about was when around the time he was planning to come to New Orleans to help resolve this shoulder issue and figure out what they were going to do, they had to rush his wife to the hospital. They did not know she was pregnant. She ended up having a miscarriage. And, you know, I guess like upon learning that information, I hope that people will kind of look at how they've been reacting to all of this and take a moment and understand that if you hear that information, you learn that information, and your first thought is, how does this affect me as a football fan? And not, I should have empathy for this person and the situation and how terrible it is, and kind of understand that, then you are so far off the plot of what's important that, you know, you're going to have a hard time ever finding it again. So I didn't want to say that, but beyond that, he did talk about the shoulder injury. He said, yes, of course it exists. He has an MRI to prove it. It's a complicated situation. They're going to try to figure it out. But, you know, I think as we learn more about everything that's been going on, you understand why the Saints haven't really been talking about it, because it's complicated and they want to have all the information before they go forward. So yeah, it's a shoulder injury that we'll see whether they have to have surgery. And I think if you have to have surgery and you're a quarterback at 34 years old, that probably ends your season. So I think that's the decision you're making. Do you want to have surgery, fix it, and miss this season, or do you want to try to rehab without surgery and potentially be available? I would be, at this point, I have to imagine that surgery is the more likely option. Otherwise, we'd probably be hearing more about the situation, but I don't think a lot is settled right now.
All right, Jeff, your gut reaction, does he really want to be in New Orleans?
You know, it's tough to say. I don't want to speak for Derek. I really don't. I don't think that he has been, I try to phrase this. I mean, there's a lot of fans out there who give him a real, real hard time all the time and don't want to see him back. And I think he knows that. He understands that. At the end of the day, he's under contract. You know, I think he would probably be okay with moving on somewhere else, but it's really not his decision. It's the team's decision of what they want for him. So I don't know. Like, I think he's the type of person that would kind of I don't think he has any problem with kind of being the villain of a scenario, right? Like, I'm going to prove you wrong type of situation, but it's definitely uncomfortable. It's definitely not a positive situation for any you know, positivity around him in that role. So we'll see. It's impossible to know right now. But I do think, like, learning what we learned today is very helpful in understanding why this offseason has played out the way it has.
Yeah. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. Thanks for all the information. I hope there's a new younger quarterback in there starting for the Saints. And, you know, I feel positive about the draft, and I'm feeling really good about the Saints with a new coach. So we'll be talking to you in the future. And thanks for the time, Jeff.
Yeah, no doubt, it's good. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also a part of the WWL sports team. So how are you feeling about the Saints, and how do you feel about the possibility that Tyler Shough, this new quarterback from Louisville, the one they drafted, how do you feel about him possibly being the starting quarterback? You know, Bo Nix went from Oregon to the Denver Broncos. He had a really good season. We have seen rookie quarterbacks do really well. Now, not everybody's Jaden Daniels. He did really well with the Commanders, but rookie quarterbacks can do well. So I don't think we should be discouraged if we end up with a rookie quarterback who is the starting quarterback. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I'm Scoot, and we are tracking the soundtrack album from the movie FM, and that is Steely Dan and the song FM here on Counterculture FM Radio. Yes, I'm Scoot. I was here in the very early years of FM, and this is the way we used to do it back in the day. And we, we're very cool, and we didn't play a song. We tracked a song from the new album. And those were the, in some ways, those were the cool days in the beginning of FM. And FM was really counterculture radio. You know, I remember, when I was a teenager, FM was just starting to become a little bit prominent in New Orleans. And again, I'm going to tell this story. I remember when I first started on the air and radio in New Orleans, I was so bad. I was so inexperienced that WWL FM put me on in the morning, because nobody listened to FM in the morning. You know, back in the early 70s, people listened to FM at night, a little bit in the afternoon. They never listened in the midday, and nobody listened to FM in the morning. They were all listening to the AM stations. Well, I was smart enough to realize that people aren't going to care whether it's on AM or FM. If you do a show, they're going to listen. And so, as far as I know, I was the first person in the country. And there may have been others doing it, but I didn't know about it. I brought personality radio to FM. And I was the first person that brought a personality-driven morning show to FM in New Orleans. And I don't know, maybe in the country for that matter. But I didn't know of anybody else doing that. But yeah, I was put there because I was so bad. And it, guess what? It worked. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ronald, who's in Memphis. Ronald, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, bud?
I'm good.
Scoot, I'm acting for New Orleans, man. I'm Mike Wall, but I moved to Memphis after Katrina, man. I called you before. Check this out, Scoot. Check it out.
You're in the car. In the truck.
I'm in the truck. I'm a trucker, Scoot. I'm in Dallas right now.
Okay.
I'm in Dallas. I want to talk to you just a moment. I ain't going to be here just that long, but I'm like you, man. Look, I live in Memphis now. I'm from the night world. Again, after Katrina, I made Memphis my home, but I'll be in New Orleans probably as much as Memphis. Look, man, I want to tell you this. I think the Saints blew it again. My opinion, look, Mickey Loomis, they need to run him off. Now, that's my opinion. Let me say this, Coop. That quarterback is nothing praising against him. He's tall. Shadur is tall, too. He's 6'5". Scoot, look at the records. Oh, now, look, Shadur played with no line for 2 years. He threw for over 4,100 yards. This line, he had no line. He's been running for his life for 2 years, Scoot. Then, not only that, he threw 37 touchdowns, Scoot, with no line. He had no line. I watched this other guy. I've seen Louisville play 3 times with that same guy you're talking about. You hit him, he get hurt quick. You don't want to even come back, Scoot. I watched the guy. I don't have nothing further against him. When they drafted this guy, I bit my tongue. I said, I don't believe this, man.
All right, so Ronald, you think the Saints should have selected Shadur Sanders instead of Tyler Shuck?
I'm just thinking, I tell the school, pull up his record for 2 years, what he did at Jackson State. Look at what he did at Colorado. He had no line, Scoot, but then let me tell you something else where he blew it at. Scoot, the NFL is evolving into a two-tier quarterback. Scoot, let me tell you something. I played for Otis back there for St. Augustine back in the day. I know football. I play strong, say, you're coming to Wolfman. I'll hit you, Scoot. Now, I'm telling you what's going to happen. The defense is going to know you cannot ruin. That's how Nick Saban went to Alabama. You know why Alabama won all them games? Because Nick put his team out. If you can ruin, they're going to blitz them quick linebackers, and they're going to keep blitzing. They know this man cannot ruin. He cannot ruin, Stuart. I watched him. He was a ball control kind of guy. He does not have a bullet arm. He doesn't have a bullet arm, Stuart. They're all going to see.
All right, well, Ronald, we're gonna see. I hope he's wrong. I hope he turns out to be a good quarterback if they put him in that position. But listen, I appreciate your insight, Ronald. Thanks for listening to our show as you're driving around the country. It's really interesting how Shadur Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, you know, he was expected to go in the first round. He went in the fifth round to the Cleveland Browns. So we can talk about that next hour. Why do you think he went so late? You know, I posted, I'm going to share some of the comments. I posted a video about Shadur Sanders going late in the draft on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, also on Scoot on the Air Instagram. You can still comment on those. I'll share some of the comments on the show this afternoon. But some people are saying that he's uncoachable, that he has an attitude, and that he would be toxic in the locker room. You know, I don't know that much about him. I saw inconsistent play when he played for Colorado, so I'm okay that they didn't select him. From what I've heard about Tyler Shuck, I'm feeling really positive about the Saints, but, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, if you want to join us with your comments this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. In the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about something that I have become obsessed with, this relationship between Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus, achy, breaky heart. That's it. Basically, I mean, he had other songs, but he was basically a one-hit wonder. And here you've got the classy Elizabeth Hurley with that cute British accent. She's in a romance with Billy Ray Cyrus. Do you get it? I don't get it. But I don't know. People may look at some of the people that I've been with and, you know, wonder the same question. So, look, I mean, I know from a realistic standpoint, you can't pick who somebody falls in love with. But still, seems strange. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on W. All right, coming up in the next hour, you know, we can talk about why you think Shadur Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, went so late in the draft. And, you know, what have you heard about that? We've got to talk about some things involving Trump and the polls and the people who are talking about that. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.